put up with the pastor today who's stealing these messages, this message, trying to make sense of it in the world we live in, so I'm trying to pull myself together here. We've had a good week, despite all that goes on. Last week we shared how our bikes had been stolen. Well, this week, I heard on Friday morning, my brother's house in Indonesia burned down, but they saved their bikes. Lost everything else. I don't know if that's supposed to be humor or if that's just the way of the world. But anyways, God's in control. You might not understand or get it, but God's amazing. He loves us. He keeps revealing that love to us moment by moment. No matter what our circumstances, whether they're material things that come and go, whether it's emotional pain and joys that lead us along the way, relationships, we know Christ is calling us to Him. He's changing our lives. There's lots to be thankful for. Let's open up with a word of prayer and then dive into what God has to speak to our hearts today. Father God, we come to You because You are God. You are the Creator. You are the sustainer of all things, and it's Your kingdom that we are about today. You have brought Your kingdom into our hearts as Your followers. You bring Your kingdom into the world around us through our hands and our feet. For You have revealed Your love to us, and because of Your love, we have strength, we have hope, we have an expectation that we will be with You tomorrow, today, tomorrow, for eternity. Lord, use these words from the text today to shake up our lives, get our attention, humble us, strengthen us, and give us hope. These are Your words that we have today, Lord Jesus, and we want to use them as You would have. In Jesus' name, amen. Ephesians chapter 6. Today's topic starts off with slaves. Obey your masters. I've heard some good sermons in the past about how in our workplace we're supposed to have the right attitude to do the best we can, serve our boss to the best of our ability. And I would love to be sharing that kind of a sermon with you today. It'd be a whole lot simpler for us just to stop and reflect on our 9-to-5 jobs, or if you're at home, your 24-hour-a-day job of raising your kids, or wherever it is there. It'd be nice if that was the focus of today's message. Good employees, good relationships. But Paul chooses to put the word here, slaves, obey your masters. Now we could put this in the historical context back in the time of Paul when there were slaves all around. In fact, that was kind of the standard thing. If you couldn't provide for yourself, either you were sold or sold yourself into slavery to pay for debts and to care for your family, and your master took care of you, provided everything you need. Home, food, lodging, all that was needed. We could put it into a few centuries ago in America, where it was brutal, where it was very, very horrible. And we could put it into today's context, where slavery is still around. Human trafficking, illegal trade of human beings, mainly for the purpose of commercial sexual exploitation and forced labor. Slavery is real today, right now. It's real here in Macedonia, it's real here in the Balkans, it's real in Asia, it's real in North America, it's real in Brazil right now. The world's fastest growing criminal industry affecting every nation around the world. In the United States, Super Bowl weekend is the highest demand for sexual trafficking. Which means right now in Brazil, people are suffering. Every 30 seconds, someone's forced into modern-day slavery. Average age of trafficking victim, 12 years old. more slaves today than ever. 27 of them. Slaves. Obey your masters. Are we saying today as Christians that this is supposed to be happening? No. God forbid. And as a church throughout history, as Christians, this has been horrible. Is not accepting the status quo. Think through some of the films that, at least, if not graphically, honestly, have portrayed this world today. Taken, father's pursuit to find his daughter and give her back. It's horrific. A movie a few years ago that came out, 12 Years a Slave. It's a true story account of 17th to 18th century where an African American born free in New York is kidnapped through Washington, D.C. and taken to Orleans and put in slavery. However we look at it, slavery today and the world around us is brutal, dehumanizing, totally against what this pastor's talking about today, what Scripture's talking about. And yet, slaves are being talked to today. One thing that we do know in this scripture here is that Christ is with a slave, no matter where they're at, no matter their time in history, no matter the hell they find themselves in. The last three sermons that we've heard in this section here, first of all, to wives and to husbands, the marital relationship, children with their parents and the family relationships, and today, and slaves and masters, all of life-inclusive relationships. Paul's getting to the heart of what it means for us to be followers of Christ. Chapter 5, verse 1 says, be imitators of Christ. And then he goes on to give us these three areas specifically where we're supposed to be imitating Christ. Wives in his day, the Paul's age, had no real choice who they married, where they went, and had no rights in the family. Children, they were shipped off to boarding school, basically, and put under taskmasters to learn what they could before they became of age to become real people. Slaves, born into it, sold into it, who had no rights. So Paul in chapter 5, setting us up for being imitators of Christ, puts this into an impossible context. Slaves? Wives? Children? You have a choice. It's giving dignity to people in society who at his time had none. It's giving them choice. Well, we could ask the question today, what if I found myself in this kind of position? What if I had no rights? What if I was chained to a pole somewhere and had no say of how I would choose? What if I had no free time, no money? Paul's saying, imitate Christ. Be imitators of Christ in this context. In these relationships where you have nothing. Be an imitator of God as dearly loved children and live a life of love just as Christ loved us and sacrificed himself. Somehow we're supposed to take these three areas of life, our marital relationship, where you may feel you have absolutely no voice. Children, where we even heard last week quite humorously, we're like pets. Obey. To this slave and master situation, which is all of life encompassing. And we are told, imitate God. Live a life of love. Singing these songs we just sang. Could you sing these same words if you were a slave? Christ's love is so much greater than anything else we know. By speaking to the slaves today, Paul is giving them. Paul is putting into their lives dignity. He's showing them the choice they can make when everything else is taken away from them. Slaves, obey your earthly master with respect and fear, and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them. Not only to win their favor with their eyes on you, but like slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly, as if you were serving the Lord, not men, because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free. The slave may not have a choice of what he's doing, where he's going. He has a choice to serve God. He's giving them dignity. This doesn't say that all of slavery is right and we should support it. No. He's speaking to reality. There are slaves. He's giving them respect. He's giving them dignity. But broader than that, he's making us today realize we find ourselves in times and places where we have no choice in the matter. People tell us, go do it. We have a choice. Your heart. Wholeheartedly. What's going on in your heart today? What goes on in your heart when people get in your face and tell you what to do, step on your rights? You really don't have a choice in the matter. Could be in the home, marriage. Could be parents with children. Could be in the workplace. Could be anywhere in society. But how do you respond when you absolutely have no choice? May not be to the extreme, but you're still stuck. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord. God's paying attention. He's looking. He's watching. Years or so has passed since this was written. Not attacking the institution of slavery, but challenging believers with these words. In most places, the institution of slavery has been pulled down. Thankfully, it's criminal activity today for slaves, slavery. But in not coming out against the institution, but talking to individuals and causing them to change, slaves, masters. Change has come about. Masters, treat your slaves the same way. Excuse me? The same way as what? Can we go back to these verses and put masters in there? Masters, treat your earthly slaves with respect and fear. with sincerity of heart, just as you would Christ. Is that the slavery we see in the world today? Not at all. No. If you were a Christian in the day of Paul and you had slaves, could you treat those people around you inhumanely? No. Because we're putting this in the context of what Paul has already said of imitate God and love like Christ. If you have our master, you have slaves, this is how you treat them. With dignity, with respect, looking out for their needs more than your own. Christianity does not empower the slave trade today. It has not empowered the slave trade in years past. Scripture has been misused and abused. Christ to rescue sinners, to rescue slaves, to rescue us, to change how we treat people around us. Masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism. At the end of the day, you and I, slave or free, master, slave, we all report to the same person. Our lives are evaluated, the good is rewarded, the evil is judged. This is what it says. It restores dignity to those that are enslaved. And it humbles those that have power. It humbles them. Thankfully, not many of us in this room face this kind of slavery. Personally, even though it's happening around us. Jeff and Alicia work with those that are being trafficked here in Macedonia. If you want to know more of how you can help or what's going on, go to the website I had before here. The A21 campaign. We have abolition, 21st century campaign. Can we put ourselves in both of these positions today? Can you see yourself as a slave with absolutely no rights? Can you see yourself as a master with complete power and authority over those under you? Can you put yourself in these positions and say, I can imitate God. I can love like Christ who sacrificed himself and gave himself up for us. Christianity affects us to the core of who we are. It must change us. It must transform us. Whether you have no rights and you completely have to trust God, or whether you have every single right in the world, absolute power, and you let it go to serve other people. We go back to the command to imitate Christ. Why? Because our Savior, who is the eternal God in heaven, creator of all, absolute power, was born as a baby, helpless, and died on a cross in our place to pay for that brokenness, that sin that we find in our souls. Jesus Christ, who had all the power, gave it all up. Serve as a sacrifice for us. We look to him, not because we find ourselves on either extreme as absolutely helpless or absolutely in control, but because by looking at his extreme examples, our life comes into perspective. One, to help those like Jesus, did to help those that are suffering, to come to the aid of those that are enslaved today, but also to examine our lives and to say, He's called me to be free. He's called me to make a difference. Whoever we are in this life, we are to imitate Christ. Live the life of love. Gave Himself up for us. Whoever you are, what's your position in life? Your job title? Your marital status? Your gender? Your age? Your ethnicity? Your mother tongue? Whoever you are in this life, imitate Christ like this. Who lived the life of love and gave Himself up for us. Wish we could leave here and rescue every single slave. I put myself into a position like that, I can empathize. I can overwhelmed with a horror. Each one of us has been called in our circle of influences to be people who bring freedom. Christ came to restore relationships. Sometimes it's extreme. Sometimes it's the person I offended last week, the person who offended me. Restoring relationships. Slaves and masters, those that are free and those that are in bondage, are to be like Christ. We are to be slaves to Christ and servants of all. Put yourself as Christ's servant, as this book is telling us to do. Serve Him, be a slave to Christ. We can serve those around us. Put your life in perspective this morning. We have a lot to be thankful. And there's a lot of good that we can do. God's watching. We know the Lord will reward us for what good we do, whether we're slain or free. Sometimes your choices are in your heart to obey. You're looking to Christ. Sometimes you take what authority you have and you give it up. But you follow Christ. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear, with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Masters, treat your slaves the same way. Wherever you find yourself in this balance, one end to the other, Christ has called you to imitate Him. Bring freedom. Respect those around you. Make a difference. Father God, this is so much bigger than just going to work and doing the best we can. It's a part of it. This is causing us to look to the very core of our being, to see where we have enslaved other people, where we lord it over other people, where we see that rather than serving and being a slave to you, we are a servant and a slave to ourselves. God, help us. We want to make a difference in the world. This is not just a spiritual exercise. This is real in the world around us. People are suffering. People are in slavery. It's also our spiritual state. So God, as we hold these realities in balance of real slavery and spiritual slavery, as we hold in balance the agony of the world around us with our state. We are your hands and your feet today, Lord Jesus. We want to go out from here and free those that are in bondage, both to slavery in the real sense and slavery to sin. God, give us strength, character, courage to make a difference in the world around us. Jesus' name. What if, no matter what circumstance you find yourself in today, Jesus is calling you to submit?